USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Black nationalist in the New York City subway shooting will undergo a psychiatric evaluation following his first court appearance. 62-year-old Frank James appearing in court with two federal defenders and will be held on a permanent order of detention on terror charges. He's also waiving a preliminary hearing. The United States has been releasing information about Russian strategy and intelligence related to Ukraine, information that previously might have been kept classified. During an interview at the Economic Club of Washington, D.C., National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he believes it has a positive benefit.
The reason we did it is really twofold. The first was to rob the Russians of the element of surprise, which they had in Crimea, and we did not want them to have here.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Elon Musk is making a bold move that has everyone talking.
Billionaire Elon Musk offered to buy Twitter for $54.20 a share in cash. That equates to roughly $43 billion, according to documents filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission.
I mean, I think this is basically going to put Twitter back against the wall. They're going to either have to accept it through a strategic process, but you know, there's really no way that Twitter, in my opinion, could reject this.
Daniel Ives with Wedbush Securities on CNBC Thursday morning. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Statues of two former Supreme Court justices are coming in the near future. President Biden has signed a bill that authorizes statues of Sandra Day O'Connor and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They must be in a prominent location in the U.S. Capitol or on Capitol grounds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You clean everything else in your house, why don't you clean the air? It's easy to do with an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. They're under $200 for a three-pack. You can put one in the kitchen, you can put one in the living room, you can put one in that room that you know you always flush. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in my promo code CLASSIC3, and you'll save $200. EdenPureDeals.com, discount code CLASSIC3, and you'll also get free shipping.
The CDC recently announced there is no need for the Title 42 pandemic authority invoked by former President Donald Trump, which keeps some illegal immigrants from claiming asylum over public health concerns. Republicans and some Democrats are calling on the Biden administration to leave Title 42 in place. New York Republican Congressman Claudia Tinney says that based on her experience visiting the border, Title 42 should be left in place to protect Americans' health.
They had diseases like lice, which was prevalent, measles, mumps, elderly people in some cases had tuberculosis. HIV/AIDS was also present at the border. All kinds of diseases there. It's not just COVID-19.
A school district is helping middle school students to perform a show in drag.
A Washington State school district is rewarding a middle school LGBTQ club $2,000 for setting up a drag show for students. 770 AM Washington reports Bellingham Public Schools announced the Whatcom Middle School Group as the winner of its Think Big competition. The drag show beat out building storm gardens and helping meet student transportation needs to and from school. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A man living in a Maryland home with more than 100 snakes is dead after being bitten. Neighbors calling authorities after seeing the 49-year-old lying on the ground. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.